It came down to penalty kicks after the teams slugged it out for 120 minutes and the match remained deadlocked 1-1. Sebastian Velasquez, the 22-year-old native of Colombia, had a shot to win it for RSL in the eighth round, but he was stopped by Sporting goalkeeper Jimmy Nielsen. Two rounds later, Sporting was celebrating, and RSL captain Kyle Beckerman consoled Velasquez.
You know, it's every kid's dream, you know, and for it to not to happen the way you see it finishing, it's always tough, but I'm sure he'll learn from it.
By then, it sunk in on what RSL left behind. It would have been RSL's second MLS Cup in the last five seasons.
It was there for us, and we missed out. I mean, it was there for the win, and it's just tough to take.
Speculation surrounds the future of RSL coach Jason Kreis, with his name linked to other coaching openings, but he didn't drop any hints after the match. Instead, Kreis applauded his team's effort.
Just by getting to this final, it was a remarkable statement about what this group of players has been able to do and what this group of men has been willing to do together.
The temperature was 20 degrees at kickoff, colder with a wind chill, and played on a partially frozen field. RSL was left numb with the loss, literally and figuratively. Greg Eklund, KUER News.